Well, they seek him here, they seek him there, and sometimes they find him. It's Blind Dave Healy. Hello.
How are we doing, young man?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Have you had your egg and bacon butter yet on your own cook? No? Oh,
no. No. But the kitchen cupboards are fixed in all around the kitchen. And it's going to work wonders because I can follow them cupboards all the way through to where the kettle is. And the work surfaces were templated last week. And we've had confirmation. Oh, I'm getting all excited. It's like Christmas, this is, Simon. All excited because the work surfaces have been confirmed. They're going to be fitted tomorrow morning.
So it's nearly done then, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I've only waited 10 months for this. And, yeah, so they're coming tomorrow. I was quite intrigued, actually, last week, because they came to template. And, I mean, we all know how people template different things, you know. I mean, yeah.
Just explain what you mean, because some people won't actually... All the kitchen units
were put in, but there was no work surface on, so obviously the tops are all sort of open in that respect. So we're having granite-type worktops or a... what they call it, the quartz. And anyway, they come along, and what they do basically is they template in a material how the worktops are going to be or how they're going to look, how they're going to finish. But I expected them to do it in like a heavy cardboard, you know, and then they'd cut it out so that you get all the shapes and the curves and the crevices and whatnot. But talking to the gentleman, they use... Now, I don't know how you'd explain it. It's like, if you could imagine the rigidity of sort of cardboard, but like a see-through plastic. So it all bends and whatnot, but it's quite firm. And what they did, they got these in sheets of 10 foot or 3 metres, depending on what your measuring implements are. And then what he did, he Stanley knifed it all out. He put all the curves in, and he laid this, taped it all together, and he laid it all on top of the work surfaces, and Deb said straight away, you know, even with that, well, he could see through it. He made the kitchen look slightly different, but he was good, and he explained in the early days, they used to use MDS, and he said, but oh, the mess, you know, with cutting that out and whatnot, and they got this sort of stuff, which is lovely. You can work with it, it's rigid, and you can also fold it up, take it back to the workshop, and you can utilise it. But yeah, it was quite interesting how they do it and how they measure up, and they nick the corners in, and they decide on the upstands, and then they come to the windowsill. Do you want it, you know, coming out flush? Do you want it with ears? And they've done all the different designs, you know. And quite an interesting bloke to talk to, you know, some of the places that it actually fitted some work surfaces, you know, big ones, small kitchens, industrial, restaurants, all sorts of places. And I thought, you know, you just think about somebody templating a work surface and you think, well, blimey, how raw, did they just put a piece of this down, cut it out? But he said the same. You get to go to some wonderful places, you know, you get to houses, obviously a lot, you get to offices, you can get to castles, you can get to hotels, you can go anywhere. And the sorts of people, I thought, you know what, he's probably right, isn't he?
I've had quite a busy week, because I got a letter the other week there to say that they needed into the house and access to all the heating, boiler and all the heaters just for the service before the winter, and I thought, oh no. So all weekend I've been doing something neat, and the thing is, you know, my mum passed away last year, and I've still got stuff that I've brought home and not as managed to go through, for one reason or the other, and, you know, and you're moving stuff around, and you think, oh, I need to move that. Oh, I forgot I'd got that. And,
I know.
Oh, it's just, I'm still, I mean, it's made a big difference. I got it all done, but it's just highlighted what more I need to do.
Well, and the problem is, you keep thinking, I'll put that off till tomorrow, and then tomorrow never comes, does it? Or he doesn't, he bypasses you, but, you know, you think, oh, but it's like Deb said, once these are all fitted, and I know this sounds stupid, but we've still got one room left to do, which is what we call Deb's room, you know, the lounge and whatnot. But there's that many boxes in there that have got kitchen utensils, they've got this, they've got that. And so that's just, as soon as the work surfaces are on, there's about another 15 to 20 boxes of just pots and pans and glassware and this can go in them cupboards, releases another room. You know, and 10 months down the line, it just will be nice to be able to go up to a sink, turn it on, put a cup on the side, make a cuppa, and actually turn the hob on, which is not going to be operational till Monday, but just turn. And it's norm, isn't it? It's the norm.
It's funny how you adapt, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to be frustrated. Oh, I can't live like that. But now you go, well, that's the way it is. And it's funny how you... And I don't know whether coping with some kind of, you know, disability, with me partial sight, you get used to working around things.
Well, you know, you're saying that. And it's quite funny, actually, because this week, Deb Newton says, you're okay, do a bit of dinner. I went, yeah, fine. You know, there's this... Because everything's everywhere in the kitchen, as you can imagine. We've got boxes, we've got old work surfaces, we've got tables, you've got this. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to make some cheese on toast. Just something as simple as cheese on toast. So, cheese in the fridge, got the bread out, where's the toaster? I'm searching around amongst all these, right, found the toaster. Then I've got to find the plug to switch it on. Put the toast in, turn it, and then it starts burning. But of course, there's like a gauge on ours, 1 to 4 or something, and 1 is light and 4 is... Is it on 4? Is it on off? Oh, I'll blow it, leave it. So, then I've got to find the cutlery. So, I'm everywhere and everywhere. I bring everything to a central point. I cut the cheese. I put it on the bread. Then you've got to walk across the kitchen. And I know people are thinking, what's hard about that? But when you're blind and you can't see, and suddenly I walk into the corner of the table, because you don't envisage, or you don't, in my mind's eye, the corner of that table's not there. So, I hit the corner of the table. You drop the spoon, you drop the fork, and it's all silly things in the normal person's daily life. But, you know, because the kitchen is not sink here, hob there, work surface to work left and right, a drawer for this and a drawer for that, it is amazing when you don't do it how you have to get used to it.
Well, on that note, Dave, and next week we'll have a last chat, because we haven't got time now, but you're off to Ethiopia next week.
We're speaking to you today, mate.
Just before
today.
You go. So quickly, give us your contacts.
Yeah, well, contacts are blinddavehealy.co.uk, which is the website. You've got Blind Dave Healy on the Facebook, at Blind Dave Healy on the Twitter. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact form on the website. But, yep, all looking forward, all getting ready, bags packed, a lot. Flying out next Thursday, Ethiopia, here we come, one run, and then on the plane back.
We'll see you next week.
Indeed.